Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be
welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Del Bianco is our guest. He's the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. I encourage you to go there and support his organization with your financial support. I encourage you to do that because he is doing a great job of supporting at high levels issues that are affecting you and me out here on Main Street as we ply our trade in the virtual world, and almost all of us should be doing some of it, if not a lot of it. Steve, thanks again for being here. So I want you to give us a report on ICANN. Before you do, I want to just give people a real quick update, folks. The international—I can't remember the name. Steve knows it. ICANN was formed in the late 90s to govern the internet, to manage the top domain names, and basically be the governance organization of the internet. It's been run by international leadership ever since, through the board of directors. But the United States government has ultimately contained ownership of governance. They've just licensed it to ICANN. But President Obama wants to convey that ownership to the world. Steve, where am I wrong?
Jim, I think you have the basic story down. I mean, think about it. The U.S. invented the internet, and the U.S. invented this addressing system that all of your listeners use when they look up a website, when they address an email, or when they post their own website for customers to find them.
Yeah.
When you do that, you're using these domains.
We gave the access and the use of it to the world. And no one has ever been blocked for any reason other than maybe some terrorist business.
Well, the idea here was that once we let the rest of the world use the domain name system and the internet technologies, a handful of countries who don't agree with the U.S. perspective created resentment about the U.S. having a unique role as having oversight over ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And it chafed at countries like Brazil,
France,
Russia, India, China. And only very lately, some of our prior European allies have really become upset about it for reasons I can get into. But those nations created a lot of pressure on the U.S. to complete its promised transition to let ICANN become a creature of the world and not just a creation of the U.S. government. 1 year ago this month, the U.S. government, the Obama administration, made the surprising decision to say, I think we'll just let it go now.
Mm-hmm.
So they announced to the world last March, without a lot of planning, without really a lot of anticipation of what it was going to take to accomplish this, and said, here, we're going to turn it over to the world and have ICANN be accountable to the world instead of being accountable to the U.S. government. Well, that's a little bit of a challenge, because if you're accountable to everyone, well, it's kind of like being accountable to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
How does everyone tell you what to do or hold you to account? So we've spent the last year, Jim, and I do almost 30 hours a week just on this project, designing a transition so that multiple stakeholders from the private sector, from civil society, even government, from all around the world, really hold this ICANN board of directors accountable to the community that ICANN was designed to serve. And that community, Jim,
includes
are
me,
folks like your listeners.
And my small business owners. That's exactly right.
You've got to ask Jim.biz.
Folks, we are part of that community.
Exactly. And what are the things we care about most? Frankly, they're not baked into the ICANN bylaws yet. And part of my mission is to be sure that we give the community the ability to dump the board of directors, let the community come together and change the bylaws or block a change.
Can we stop this? Can this just be stopped, Steve? Can Congress stop in this nonsense?
The answer is yes, they could, and it would be very dangerous to do that.
Why?
The nations, because Brazil, Russia, India, and China will have been able to look at the United States and say, see, they never intended to let go control of the Internet. And they're saying that in the context of our own security forces tapping a lot of information that travels over the internet. The Snowden revelations are what created the atmosphere under which the president made this decision a year ago.
This was the way President Obama responded with contrition to the Snowden thing.
Yeah, and I don't think it really solved the resentment over Snowden. Especially when other governments do much of the same thing.
Right.
It didn't really solve the problem, but it created a new problem.
So are you saying that this is a fait accompli, that over time, over the next 1 to 5 years or whatever, that ICANN will become closer and closer to being taken over by the UN?
No, I'd say within the next 1 year, the U.S. will lose its unique role at managing ICANN. It will lose that unique role.
Thank you, Mr. Snowden. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
Yeah. And I'm helping to design it so that it won't resemble the United Nations. Because as you probably know, at the UN, every country gets one flag to vote.
Yeah.
And the private sector, citizens in business and civil society, how many votes do they get, Jim? Zero.
Yeah. That's
so we are not going to replicate that for ICANN. We treat government as one of the stakeholders.
But I'm telling you, Steve, in 5 years... It will look more like. I don't mean to minimize your work, and I pray. I say a prayer for you every day that you and the folks like you are going to be able to fix this. But I believe at some point in time this will wind up in the UN, and it will wind up being taxed. Because I know the UN desperately wants a taxing vehicle,
vehicle. I appreciate.
Am I wrong about that?
Government. They definitely want the tax, and they want to justify it all as a big income transfer from wealthy nations to the
developing
world.
That's exactly right.
But, and they're going to come up with other ways to do that. I think tapping you for an extra few dollars a year when you register, ask Jim.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.